This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and let's talk about the gaming scene. And here with me today is...
Hi, I'm Hasno Hadi bin Samsudin. I am the Vice President of the Creative Content and Technologies Division at MDEC, the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation.
Hi, I'm Sean. I am the IGDA Malaysia Chapter Coordinator.
And also an independent game developer.
Yes, also an independent game developer and a lecturer at KDU University.
Hi, my name is Aoyong Kaimeng. I'm also known as Folk. I run an audio solutions company in Malaysia that focuses on games, but we also do TV, film, anime, and the works.
Now, we're all here because Level Up KL is back again, and this time bigger than before, as usual. It will be on the 4th till the 9th of November. Hasno, so last time we spoke about, you know, Level Up KL 2016, and in between then, we talked about, you know, all how the gaming scene is growing and it's booming.
Yeah.
Now we actually would be able to see and feel it in an event like this. And like I mentioned, it's bigger than before. So what's exciting about Level Up KL this time around in 2017?
All right, Jeff. I think one of the things that you've already mentioned, from the 4th to the 9th, we used to be just a two-day conference, and now it's like over 5 days. And so we start off with a Sea Game Jam, which we did last year. I think we've already hit the target about 100 sort of game developers who are coming down to KL. And these are coming from everywhere around the region and also from over, outside of the region. We also have one special day. So we learned from last year's one, a special day for just before the conference, focusing on the business-to-business side of it. So we have a business connection program where we have both distributors, publishers, you know, game engine guys, together with our companies and whoever's registered for it, to actually have a whole day of business-to-business meetings. So that's to allow them to, you know, number one, get present opportunities to the different groups, but also at the same time, when the conference happened, which is on the 7th and the 8th, the two-day full conference is when they can actually start, you know, building those relationships. And on the 9th itself, you know, and I think this is why Falk is here also, we have an extra day of workshops happening. We've also, on the 6th, also have other workshops, two from EA, Motive. I don't know if you guys know Motive. Motive is one of the studios in Montreal that was set up to actually help with the Star Wars projects. And they're involved with sort of the single player storyline in Battlefront 2. So we'll be talking about that process in those workshops. There's one on game design and one on concept art. But we also have a Naughty Dog sort of lead environment artist, Brian Rechtenwald. He's also coming to KL for a workshop specific on the art of Uncharted, how to, you know, do, you know, it's a three-hour workshop getting into detail of creating environments and props and characters for Uncharted.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you in just a moment about how you've managed to bring these big names down here and, you know, what's in it for them to come and do workshops and train the people here. But let's move on to Sean. You know, as Hasno mentioned, there will be the Sea Game Jam that will be happening in this year's Level Up. Give us a bit of a breakdown of, you know, what's going to happen in the Game Jam here.
Right. The Sea Game Jam is basically a hackathon. Now, if you're not familiar with the hackathon, it's basically we lock a bunch of people in a room and then give them a theme, and they try to hack out a game in like 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening in Level Up in Southeast Asia Game Jam. This one's 36 hours. And what's special about this is that we've actually invited people from the region. So we've got participants from mostly Indonesia, there's China, there's Taiwan. And there's all sorts of
I hope
people.
There's a few Malaysians as well.
Of course. At the current count, is about 50-ish Malaysians and 30, you know, regionals.
So what's going to happen? So they're all going to sit down. It's like a hackathon format, but at the end of it, it's going to come up with a game that is based on a theme that you've set out here. Is this a first of its kind that you've done this before?
No, we've done this about, I think, 3 times now with Level Up KL. We do game jams all year long, too. So as IGDA, we do a lot of community events other than Game Dev Hangout, which happens every month. We do game jams about maybe 5 times a year, and that's inclusive of.
And what happens? And what happens after this? What are you looking for after a game jam? Like, you know, what obviously there will be a winner, And then how do you go through that? And also then what happens to the winner as well?
Right. So unlike the usual game jams that we have throughout the year, the Southeast Asia Game Jam has a prize to it. But what we're hoping for at the end of it is for developers to develop relationships with each other, right? To share knowledge and to learn from each other. That's what we're aiming for. The developers that are attending this aren't just, you know, employees, programmers, artists, or whatever. These are actually company founders, whether independent or established companies. So we're hoping for them to, you know, of course, build relationships and, like, share knowledge and, yeah, just...
Now, Falk, as Hastel mentioned, you're part of Level Up KL because you're going to be doing workshops on the day to talk about, you know, the audio side of things. As you mentioned, you know, you're working with the audio engineering in games itself. It's one of the aspects that I think not many gamers or not many people would actually look at in gaming. They would always talk about the visuals. They will talk about the gameplay itself. Not many would discuss about the audio side of things. Don't want to go so much into your background because I think we will save that for a separate interview, but just a bit for your show itself, for your workshop itself, what can we expect from an audio workshop in Level Up KL 2017?
Sure. First, let me just clarify that my involvement involves two different things. The first is, like you said, a workshop, which is targeted at people who are interested in getting into game audio. Mm-hmm. And we are also having a session during the two main conference days. This is targeted towards developers. I'll be actually moderating that. And two of my good friends will actually be panelists on that panel to share their insight into why game audio is important.
Right.
So specifically to answer your question, I feel that it is very, very possible for a region's games to be known for good audio. Yes, like you said, it's very true that a lot of people look at visuals because visuals are easy to sell a game. That's why you have screenshots and like trailers and all that. I would also say that I'm repeating myself, but it's very, very possible for... Well, let me just actually go with an example. People know Japanese games for their music. Like, it's come to a point where if a Japanese RPG doesn't have good music, it becomes a talking point because it's such an expectation. So I believe that considering that we are pretty much in a state where this industry is developing locally and regionally, that we can actually have that branding as well. That's what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm. And how different is the audio side in games compared to, you know, TVs and movies? And how different is audio in games here?
It's very, very different.
Huh.
So talking from the asset creation aspect of it, in a movie or in a TV series, you have a timeline from start to end. This is what's going to happen at every second. And that's basically like a storyboard. In games, you do not have that that opportunity to do it so precisely because different players will play games different ways.
Especially when you have like an open world game.
Yes.
That's just going to throw everything off then.
Right. Or even like, just talk about like Mario. Like different people complete the levels at different times. So the music has to be able to, number one, be long enough that the slower players won't feel it's repetitive. And number two, be concise enough that it doesn't overstay its welcome, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm speaking to Hasnul Hadi Samsudin from MDAG, Falk Aoyong from Soundtrack Malaysia, and also Sean Beck from IGDA Malaysia. And we're talking about Level Up 2017, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandhu, together with Hasnul Hadi from MDAC, Falk Aoyong from Soundtrack Malaysia, and also Sean Beck from IGDA Malaysia. And we're talking about Level Up 2017, the biggest gaming conference that's happening here in Malaysia. Hasnul, let's talk about how you've managed to convince some of these A-listers that you've talked about earlier on before we went for the break, some of the great people in the gaming sector to come down here in Malaysia to talk about the gaming scene, to give workshops to our talents here. How was this possible? How hard was it to convince them to come here to Malaysia?
You know, and on this, I'd really like to thank the community. I think the community, and this includes not just the game developers, not just us as a government agency, but even the media, people like you and the rest, for really supporting us. One thing is that it allows us to create an awareness of how the local game community is actually growing. If you look at it, when MDAC actually had a conscious decision and Malaysia had a conscious decision to actually grow the games industry back in 2014, we started putting effort into it and showing up at the places that really mattered, being at Tokyo Game Show, being at GDC, being at Taipei Game Show. This is not just being there as part of the event, but being there as Malaysia and showing that things are happening in Malaysia. We have companies. Companies have already been doing stuff already without MDEC assistance. But what we have done is become sort of like the cheerleader, the guy who puts everything together and essentially shows the world this is what we're doing. I mean, since 2014, almost to 2016, we've seen a jump of in terms of exports from our games companies alone, over 294% growth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's doubling the revenue from 262 million ringgit to 516 million ringgit in 2016. So that's, that because we know people find out what we're doing here and suddenly know the kind of services that we offer and the games that we offer. But not just that, if you look at it, the market is also becoming more important because, the latest Newzoo study says out of 30-odd million people that are in Malaysia, half of them are gamers. And that's a market on its own. Now, when you think about the market, does not just mean people who just play games, but when they start playing games, these are the guys who are consuming, learning, and after this, have the aspirations to create products or to be the ones, wanting to become the next big game developer. So all these things actually, put together actually help us to convince those to come, A-listers to come to Malaysia. And at the same time, having very good relationships, people knowing MDEC and MDEC just being there. I mean, if you look at any other government organization in the region itself, I don't think, not to toot our horns, but we're always the ones there, out there. People know MDEC is really serious about growing the games industry.
And it's not Level Up KL 2017, it's Level Up Asia.
Asia,
2017. Yep, 2017. That's the scale we're talking about.
That's the scale we're talking about, exactly.
And Sean, Hasnul was mentioning about, how Malaysia itself has seen a growth, and you're an independent game developer here, and also you work with the community, with IGDA Malaysia. What's going right here for Malaysia that you're actually excited about being part of the gaming community, and you're also a game developer here?
Well, a lot of the thanks goes to Hasnul and the team at MDEC for, just supporting us in all various ways. There's funding going into game development. There's, exposure, helping us gain exposure from various trade shows like GDC. They sent us to all these conventions, like GDC, Tokyo Game Show. And
you get to put your name out there.
Yeah. And, we have this, we have developers also coming in. And them setting up Level Up KL really helps facilitate that. Other than that, they've also helped, set up spaces like Level Up Inc. in Bangsar South. So that helps house a couple of elite developers there, and some up and coming growing developers. And it's really exciting to actually be in Malaysia, because if you asked developers from other countries in the region, they don't receive support like that. It's it's really all thanks to
especially gaming. Yeah. It's the one of the to give that kind of a support to the gaming sector.
It's unheard of
in the areas. And Falk, what are you excited about? I know you're moderating a session, you're giving a workshop, so clearly those are two big areas already. But personally, what are you excited about in Level Up KL, and also from because it's approaching 2018. What are you excited about the coming year? Whether it's the industry itself or whether it's your own from your own studios coming out, I'm sure there are some really cool things in the pipeline.
Right. I guess this is a bit of a step looking at the big picture rather than Level Up this year. Hasnul has mentioned a lot about our growth. I was actually just an attendee 2 years ago. And I attended the first Level Up. And sometime after that, I talked to Hasnul and said, Hasnul, I want our games to sound good, something to that effect. And Hasnul's like, huh? But no, like I said earlier, that's my goal. I want to brand this region as a place which has good audio, good music, good sound design. And the next year after that, which was last year, MDEC invited me to speak. And I felt that was a huge victory on the part of the audio side of things. And this year, now the session has grown and we're doing a workshop again. And outside of that, we have a lot of response from both Malaysian and regional devs. They said, you know what? You're right. I think that we maybe have been not paying enough attention to audio until the end, and then they're saying, oh, how do we go ahead with this? Like, who can we contact and all that? And I've been trying to build that network for them of audio professionals. So I feel like that's a huge growth in my opinion as well.
I can actually see that happening because like I mentioned and you were confirming that, you know, audio is one of the things that we really don't look at it. I remember, I think, only when I was playing Battlefield 1 or even the first Battlefront itself, and then I realized, wow, the sound in this is amazing. But, yes. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where you don't see it before the game. You would see screenshots, you would see teasers, you wouldn't see trailers and all, but the sound will only click to you at the output itself. But it's one of the core elements of games from the start, the design itself and all, right?
Yeah.
And Hasnul, personally for you, I know 2017 Level Up is a very busy time for you. So what are you looking forward to 2018?
2018, I want to see more of our game developers out there. I want to see sort of that, again, leveling up. But more importantly, I also want to see sort of the companies outside of Malaysia to look at Malaysia and also think about how they can work together with Malaysian companies going forward. I think there's a lot of opportunities within just Southeast Asia. It's a great market. It's the fastest growing market. There's so much youth in the market right now. How do we work together? You know, we have our friends from Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, all coming to Level Up and see how they can actually bridge in terms of the market opportunities. And I think this 2018 will be really about that, and really about, it's not about leadership, I guess. It's really about how do we actually work together so that we, other than having other people sending all their stuff into Malaysia and Indonesia, can we grow our own content outside of our region going out.
Brand Malaysia and that whole Asia region itself, yes. Right?
That's why it's a Level Up Asia. So, yeah.
All right. And there will be Level Up Asia 2018, hopefully.
Yes.
If
all things goes well, we're quite sure that Level Up Asia 2018 will happen.
All right. Wish you all the best, especially for this year's Level Up Asia 2017. It will be happening on the 4th and 9th of November, and you can find out more information at levelup.asia. You've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.